How many birthdays do you have every year? Anyone? Anyone? Only one birthday? Two? Anybody has three? You got three? Oh, yeah, bless her heart. I have two. I have one on the 4th of May every year. And this one's going to be the big 7-0. Terrible, isn't it? Beginning to feel young. I have another one on the 28th of March, 1938. 9:30 in the evening. I was born again. What do you do on your birthday? What do you do before your birthday? You're so good, aren't you, for a few days? As you're saying, I want. I want. I want a BMX bike. I want a new computer. I want my own personal telephone. I want. I want. But you know that you're not going to get anything. At least, if you don't behave yourself. Now, Johnny, he had a birthday coming, and folks were saying, what do you want for your birthday, John? Well, he gave a whole list of things. But there was one thing he particularly wanted. He said, I want a little puppy dog. I would like a little puppy dog. I would look after him, I would feed him, and I'd bring him up, and he would be really my friend. I would love a little puppy dog. Oh, said Mother, we don't want a puppy dog in this house. Enough of you here. We don't want a puppy dog running around and chewing up the furniture and chewing up the carpet. Johnny said, I want a puppy dog. But they didn't say whether they would or whether they wouldn't. But he made sure all the aunties knew and all the uncles knew and all the relatives knew that everybody knew Johnny wanted a puppy dog. And when his birthday came, oh, he got his BMX bike all right. And lots of other things.
No dog.
But there was a letter addressed to Johnny, and it said, go to the station today at 10:30, not a minute before, not a minute after, just be there. Signed, anonymous. Do you know what anonymous is? Do you know what anonymous is? You've never had an anonymous letter? An anonymous letter is one that comes from someone who doesn't put their name. You get nasty anonymous letters. Well, when Johnny read it, he said, Dad, I've got an anonymous letter. Anonymous letter. Something like that. So Dad said, let's have a look. What's that word? A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. And Johnny said, that's anonymous. And all the fans, they were getting tongue-tied. Johnny was saying anonymous, and Joan was saying anonymous, and all sorts of things were happening. But Johnny said, I've got to be at the station at 10:30 this morning, and I've got this anonymous letter to take with me. Well, Dad said, you better go, hadn't you? Yeah, I suppose I'd better. He said, but I think I'll take my friends with me, because you never know, do you? All right, said Dad, take your friends with you. Take George. George lived next door, that way. Take Bert. He lived next door, that way. And take Harry, he lives across the road over there. And they were the three friends that Johnny got around with. And he went to Bert. Where was Bert? That way, wasn't he? He went in the Bert, he said, Bert, I've got a anonymous letter, look. He said, what? A letter, look. He's got this word on the bottom of it. Oh, says Bert, that's an anonymous. He couldn't say it either. Is that means that the person who sent it to you hasn't given you their name? He said, well, I've got to be at the station at 10:30. Will you come with me? Oh, yes, Bert said, I'll come. And he went next door to... Who was that one next? The other way. George. Oh, yeah, went to George. George, he said, look, I've got this, this letter. I've got to be at the station at 10:30. It's my birthday today. And George said, I'll come with you. And then he went over the road to Harry.
Yes.
Look, Harry, I've got an anonymous letter, look. And they were all excited. They'd never seen an anonymous letter before in their life. And so Johnny said, we'll go down the station. But we mustn't be there a minute before, and we mustn't be there a minute after. We've got to be there dead on 10:30. So we'll walk down the station. So they go down to the station. But when they got down near the station, they were 5 minutes early. Johnny said, we mustn't be there before 10:30. We better wait. So they waited, and they waited, and they waited. And just before 10:30, Johnny said, we just about make it now. Carrying this anonymous letter in his hand, he went up to the station. He looked in the little waiting room at the front. Nobody there. Not a soul. Not a ticket collector. Not a porter. Not a person. Nobody at the station at all. It was absolutely empty. Johnny looked in. He thought, it's dead on 10:30. No trains. No porters. But then he noticed something. Tied to the door with a brand new lead was the loveliest little puppy. And Johnny immediately went down, oh, isn't it lovely? And he began to stroke the little puppy and talk to it. And Harry said, look, there's a little note on his collar. Johnny looked at the note, and on the note it says, to Johnny, from, guess who? Anonymous. From Anonymous, or from whatever it was. Oh, says Johnny, this is mine. This is for my birthday. And he unhooked it from the door and he carried it home. And he was so full of joy. He got his birthday present. He got his little puppy dog. And he said, I've got an anonymous dog. What do you call it? Can't call it. And fancy calling out to a dog, anonymous or anonymous or whatever it is, trying to get your dog to come to you. Can't call it that. Let's call it Nonny. So they called the little dog Nonny. And Johnny was so thrilled he got this lovely little dog because he had an anonymous letter. He kept saying, I wonder who sent it. He's going to bed one night and he said to his mum, Mum, you know, I'm ever so grateful I've got this lovely little dog, but I wish I knew who sent it to me. So she said, why? She said, well, she said, I'd like to say thank you. You know, when you've got something given to you like that, do you ever say thank you? Good to say thank you, isn't it? He said, I don't know who to say thank you to. Well, said Mother. She said, I'll tell you what to do. Every time you see an auntie or an uncle, you thank them for the dog. And whoever you thank, if they turn red, you know they sent it. So the next day, Johnny went around all his uncles and aunts and saying, thank you for the dog, and they didn't go red. I never sent it, they were saying. We never sent it. We never sent you any anonymous letter. Went and all his aunt, all his uncles, all his friends. Came back, he said to his mum, nobody went red. I thanked everybody for the dog. And they all say they didn't send the letter and they didn't send the dog. And then Johnny had an idea. He went up to his dad. He said, Dad, thank you for my little dog. Do you know what happened? His dad went red. Oh, he said, I'm glad you like it. He said, that was a good game, wasn't it? Johnny said, yes, he said, but I wanted to say thank you. And you know, it's very nice to say thank you. Who has given us the greatest gift we could ever have? Who's given us the greatest gift we could ever have? God has, hasn't he? Given us Jesus. Jesus is God's gift to men and women, to boys and girls. And the thing is, what we've got to do is to say thank you. And by saying thank you, we have to do the things that Jesus wants us to do. And you can spend the rest of your life saying thank you by loving the Lord Jesus, by obeying what he's told us to do, and by trusting him for the gift of salvation that he's brought to us. Are you saying thank you? Because we should all have two birthdays. And the second one, the new birth, we should always be thanking the Lord for, because it wasn't done anonymously, was it? It's done very plainly for us. In the Bible, we are told that Jesus died to save us from our sin. One day, we're going to have eternal life with him. So always say thank you for things, but don't forget to say thank you to Jesus.